Neck of bird brain. Ah, you shall not escape me this time, you wretched goblins, the wizard says.
So it is for the Smurfs, his eternal enemies, that Gargamel is laying his new diabolical trap. The following day in the forest, the Smurfs are busy with a very important task, collecting food for the upcoming winter. They are gathering chestnuts, walnuts, hazelnuts. They need to have enough resources to survive until spring. One Smurf, who has walked away from the others, suddenly hears a strange noise. It sounds like someone weeping in a tiny, high-pitched voice. The Smurf comes closer and finds a very curious creature in the middle of the clearing.
"Who are you?"
the Smurf asks.
"I'm a Smurfette,"
the creature answers.
"Is that so? I've never seen one. And why are you smurfing like this?"
"Because I'm alone, and I have nowhere to go."
"Well, in this case, you can smurf to the village with me."
"Oh, thank you. But I'm so tired. Could you carry me?"
All right,
he replies, and slings her over his shoulder like an ordinary sack of potatoes. The arrival of the strange creature causes a sensation in the Smurf village. Everyone rushes to see her up close, hear her high-pitched voice, and watch her strange behavior. Smurfette moves into one of the mushroom houses and decides to decorate it by herself. The Smurfs are a little surprised by her taste, but she seems so miserable that they do whatever she wants just to cheer her up. Unfortunately, their new friend was created by the infamous wizard Gargamel, who then sent her to the Smurf village. She communicates with her master using her magic powder box.
"Remember," Gargamel says to her, "you have to take control over their hearts. Then they'll do anything you want."
But the task is not easy. While the Smurfs want Smurfette to feel welcome, they certainly do not appreciate her affection. When she invites everyone to a big picnic, the Smurfs are far from enthusiastic. Smurfette waits in vain for her guests. No one shows up. No one, except for Jokey Smurf, who even brings a present. Unfortunately, it turns out to be an exploding gift box. What a nasty joke! Smurfette is furious. She gives up trying to seduce the Smurfs and decides to take radical measures. She walks briskly towards the dam. If she manages to flood the Smurf village, she will surely make Gargamel proud. She meets Greedy Smurf, who is standing alone on the bridge.
"It's a beautiful dam," Smurfette says to him. "But what do you smurf when there is too much water in the lake?"
"Oh, well, we smurf the valve," he replies.
"If I give you a slice of cake, will you show me how to do this?"
Smurfette asks. Greedy Smurf hesitates.
"Just give me a second."
Greedy Smurf pushes the lever, and water gushes out rapidly. But when he wants to close the valve, Smurfette holds on to the lever with all her might.
"But you're mad," the Smurf exclaims. "You want to flood the village."
"Yes,"
Smurfette says in a creaky voice. Instantly, the river, which usually flows peacefully between the rocks, turns into a wild torrent. It overflows its banks and moves up towards the village.
"It's a disaster,"
the Smurfs exclaim.
"The dam must have smurfed down."
Back on the bridge, Greedy and Smurfette scuffle with each other, and Smurfette falls into the river. She is quickly swept away by the torrent. She calls for help, but the roar of the gushing water drowns out her voice. Luckily, the Smurfs notice her on their way to the dam. They grab each other's hands and form a chain. At the risk of being swept away by the current themselves, they free Smurfette from the torrent's grips. The Smurfs manage to close the valve, and the water slowly retreats. They still have one more difficult thing to do. Punish Smurfette for her treason.
Smurfette! Papa Smurf.